We are here at this very moment live in Studio A. As we said, we have many wonderful musical treats coming our way this week, and we are kicking it off beautifully with Bill Vermeulen, principal horn of the Houston Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure to be back at Interlochen.
It's great. Now, you are no stranger to the building or even to Studio A. You're normally here, though, as a visiting concertizer. And today you're here in a very different capacity. You have come full circle with Interlochen.
Absolutely. My history with Interlochen goes way, way back. My mother was a camper in 47 and 48. And from the time I was just a wee kid, the name Interlochen represented a slice of heaven for me because she, of course, fondly remembered her summers here. So she would drag me along when she would come for adult chamber music camp.
Oh, yes, and we're still doing that.
That's right. It's still going on. And some of the same faculty, in fact, when I was a kid, which is great to see. But I would be like second, third grade and be coming up for a week with her and just watching the chamber music. And finally, when I was in seventh grade, I came as an intermediate camper. So I was 2 years as an intermediate. And then 2 years in high school, I got to play first in WISO.
Nice.
And then I went, right after that, I went off to the Arts Academy. So I spent 2 years, my junior and senior year at the Arts Academy, graduated in 79, was working food service after that for a bit. Then I wound up being the horn instructor here at the National Music Camp for 3 years, 82, 83, and 84. And I haven't been back in 30 years. I came back once just a year ago to reintroduce myself to Interlochen, and I did a big seminar at the Arts Academy. And now I'm back to do teaching at the Horn Institute. So I'm kind of like of a poster child for Interlochen because I've done every possible thing other than being a junior camper. I've done everything you could do at Interlochen. And now to be back is a thrill. I feel like a giddy school kid walking around the campus and just reliving all these great memories.
How is that? Is that a little surreal for you?
It's totally surreal, but in the best possible way. As a horn player, of course, we count on keeping our lips nice and supple, but I wind up smiling so much that my corners of my mouth are cramping and I'm worried about being able to play because I'm smiling so much walking around.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Now, what are some of your specific memories of, do you have one in particular of sitting by the lake and playing or?
Oh, there's a lot of great memories. And because I was in so many different guises here, the memories are like independent of division. I would have great memories of course playing in WISO and great memories. I won the concerto competition as an intermediate camper, so I did Mozart Third Concerto, and that was a big thrill.
I'm sure.
And I won the concerto competition at the Arts Academy too, so playing Mozart as well with the orchestra was lots of fun. At the Arts Academy, it was very interesting because I got to do brass ensemble, jazz band, which was weird because as a horn player, you wouldn't think they'd have horns in the jazz band. But Dave Sporney, the wonderful trombone instructor who also did the jazz program, said, look, if you want to play, we'll have you double the E-flat alto saxes if you have to, because he was very encouraging. And also, believe it or not, I did the Academy Choir and Chorale. So I was a singer as well.
Well, you were talking about how singing and French horn are not entirely different
things. Not at all. My upbringing as a musician was mainly focused when I was extremely young on piano and voice.
Mm-hmm.
And my schooling on horn until I got to Interlochen was rather haphazard. And so when I got to Interlochen, all of my references to music were, if I thought about technique, I was thinking of it as a pianist, not as a brass player. When I thought about lyricism, I wasn't thinking in brass terms. I always thought about it in terms of voice because I did a lot of singing. So yeah, at the Academy, I was doing a lot of stuff. I was even accompanying people on piano. So lots and lots of things to remember with fond memories.
Gives you a chance to really immerse yourself. And then you went straight from here to college, but that didn't last long in the good way.
No, you know, as athletes, you always dream about getting in the big leagues as soon as you can. And a lot of them choose to enter the draft early. I sort of did the same thing. The first audition I took was in my freshman year of college. And I happened to win the first audition I took. And, geez, I was going to college just to get good enough to win a job. And so it worked out very nicely. By November of my freshman year, I was playing extra with the Chicago Symphony. And by February, I'd already won a professional position outside of Chicago in Kansas City.
Wow.
And I've done a lot of things since then, but now I'm in Houston now for 24 years, both Professor Rice and first in the Houston Symphony.
Now, as a teacher, you are uniquely positioned to hear all of the mistakes and all of the brilliant things that a French horn player can do. And you're a judge in international big competitions. So what would you say would be kind of the marks of genius of a brilliant French horn player? And at the same time, what are some of the easy mistakes that you hear? Because you must have heard it all.
Oh, absolutely. With any instrument, the less you're worried or thinking about it as an instrument, and the more you're thinking about it as just soulful music, that's the thing we're looking for. The minute they get away from making music and giving us the message that they want to deliver, then as a judge, it gives us the license to become a judge then.
You
have to remember that when we're playing music, we're trying to touch your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want you to listen to us and think, oh, that guy's playing an instrument that's made of metal.
Okay.
We just simply want you to hear the sound and take in the music, the message, and just that. The minute it becomes something other than that, that's when as an adjudicator, you think, okay, now I can judge this person as a horn player, and you can pick apart their articulations, their production, their high range, their low range, whatever. That's what we try to avoid, of course, as performers. We want to just keep people listening to the music.
So you look for things that separate from the soul momentarily,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you're judging on. Oh, that's so interesting. Now, this next piece, the piece you're going to play for us today, has a lot of soul and a lot of meaning and is just perfect for this instance today. Let's talk about that.
Sure. The piece I've chosen to play here is a piece called Remembrances, because clearly my heart and my memory are deeply entwined with Interlaken. And after being away for 30 years, I wanted to choose this piece because it has a great title, but it's also just a lovely piece of music. It's by Michael Conway Baker. This is his Opus 130, and we're having Victor help us out on piano here, and it's a wonderful, wonderful work by Canadian composer Michael Conway Baker, Remembrances.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, and thinking about all your remembrances of Interlaken while listening to that just gets you in the feels.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a great piece of music.
Great, great work, and definitely something that I can draw upon a lot of memories from Interlaken to play.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful that you get to be here and make new memories for young people who will carry them through their careers. Any last pieces of a little bit of advice for up-and-coming French horn players, anything?
Well, for me, it's about keeping your cup empty, always understanding that you can learn from everything and that we're on this planet to learn and grow. And so the experiences we have, whether they're good or bad, are always opportunities to learn and grow.
That's wonderful. Bill Vermeulen, thank you so much. Principal Horn of the Houston Symphony Orchestra here, Teaching Horn Institute with Victor. Thank you so much for playing the piano. Many thanks to both of you. Have a wonderful time here, and I'm sure all the young people will just love you, and you will enjoy that so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.